When we are sitting, we use our breath. When we stand up and walk, you might wonder what we should do with the breath. Should we forget the breath and focus our walking, our mind on walking? And even if we want to do that, how we do it? There are various instructions on walking meditation. I like to give some instructions, not to confuse you, but for you to choose whichever way you feel comfortable to adopt in walking meditation. When we stand up, we stand very mindfully, noticing every possible movement that takes place when we stand up, as much as possible. We may not be able to notice every tiny little minute movements, but try to be aware of our hands putting on the floor, lifting our leg or knee, whatever, whichever you lift first, become aware of it and slowly stand up. And then stand for, in your walking, this space may not be big enough for all of us to walk. I suggest that we walk outside. The weather is very comfortable now. So when you walk, you select a place to walk and then stand there for a couple of minutes, relaxing your hands, relaxing the body, focusing mind on the breath, keeping eyes closed. Stand up. And then slowly bring your hands to the front, hold them against the lower abdomen. Or sometimes some people might feel comfortable in holding the hands behind them if they feel that is better for them, then they do so. Otherwise, bring your hands to the front and hold them against the abdomen, lower abdomen. And then while lifting the heel of one foot, we breathe in. While resting that foot on its toes, we breathe out. And then again, while breathing in, we lift the foot, carry it forward. When it goes some distance, we stop. And then, while breathing out, we lower the foot and press against the floor. When that foot is firmly settled on the floor, then while breathing in, lift the heel of the other foot. While breathing out, rest that foot on its toes. While breathing in, lift the foot, carry it forward. When it goes some distance, when it's gone some distance, forward movement stops. And then while breathing out, you rest, bring the foot down and press it against the floor. So while lifting heel of one foot, we breathe in. While resting the foot on its toes, we breathe out. While breathing in, lift the foot, carry it forward, and while breathing out, lower it and press against the floor. While we are doing that with one foot, the whole body must be rested on the other foot. And we repeat the same thing with the other foot. If the mind wanders here and there, we will lose the balance. So in order to maintain the balance, we have to keep our mind totally focused on our movement of our feet in collaboration or in combination, coordinating the movement with the breath. we coordinate the movement with the breath. So the breath and the movement go together. So the mind will remain fully focused on our walking. This is extremely slow. This is not the speed that you want to maintain to catch the bus. This is a very, very slow walk. And why we do slow, we walk so slowly? In order to become fully aware of what is happening in walking. What is happening in walking is the same what is happening when we are not walking. As we are breathing in and out, what is happening? Breath is changing. When we sit, it is easy for us to focus the mind on the breath to become aware of the change of the breath. When we walk, we also will be able to notice the change of our breathing and walking if we walk very slowly. Things that we otherwise do not notice can become very conspicuous, clear in our mind when we move slowly. My very favorite simile is watching games. When we watch games, you see two teams are playing. The referee suddenly stops the game and asks the video cameraman to replay that particular portion in slow motion. When he plays it in slow motion, everybody can notice the reason why he stopped the game, because a player played foul. Spectators normally don't see that, because players are moving very fast, young, strong, vigorous, healthy fellows are moving like arrows back and forth, and they bump at each other or do something wrong. So referee asked the cameraman to stop, play it very slowly. Then they all can see the mistake the players made. When they are moving so quickly, nobody can notice this. Similarly, we make so many mistakes. We do so many movements. If we move so quickly, we cannot notice anything. But when we slow down, we can experience, we can see mentally, we can see what is happening. That way, we become aware of impermanence very clearly. Friends, impermanence is taking place so quickly, there is no instrument so far in this high-tech age discovered to measure the speed of change. But the mind can notice the speed of change. If we slow down at least to some degree, we can notice. In Vipassana meditation, becoming aware of impermanence is absolutely necessary. So this is mindfulness meditation. In this mindfulness meditation, we learn to become aware of changes, impermanence. So let me demonstrate it first. Although I have explained it now, let me demonstrate. Then it might be more clear, so you can remember, and then you do so. Don't do anything, you just watch me walking in this space little bit. One thing, while I'm talking, I cannot do this. I myself will wobble and lose balance and make it goofy. So therefore I don't talk, I have already explained. If you have any question, when I finish walking, I won't take more than 2 minutes just to demonstrate. When I finish walking, if anything is not clear to you, please ask me to explain, then I explain. Then you can go ahead and do walking meditation.